Photographs as records of history can be used both in the service of witness and to bear false witness, as photographers and picture editors are well aware. The manipulation of some photographs, the repression or misinterpretation of others, caused the great 19th century documentary photographer Lewis Hind to comment that, while photographs may not lie, liars may photograph. British photo editor Colin Jacobson spent 25 years as a photo editor. His new book, Underexposed, Pictures Can Lie and Liars Use Pictures, surveys the way that those in power have used or censored pictures. The book begins with a close-up from the end of the Gulf War, an appalling image of an Iraqi soldier burned to death in his tank. Jacobson says that because of American censorship, the photo was almost never used.
The photographer, who was freelance, but he was working for the pool, army pool, and the officer with him tried to stop him taking it, but he insisted on taking it. And this was actually distributed. It was made available, I should say, via Associated Press and other international agencies. But it was never published in the States until at least 6 months later in a kind of end-of-year edition of Time, very small. You know, this war, this whole Gulf War, had been put across as a kind of squeaky clean, laser-controlled technological marvel. And it was, I think, you know, the whole kind of public perception of this war had slipped into this idea that no one was actually getting hurt. And I think it was very important that that picture should have been seen for people to understand, you know, that when wars are fought in your name, things like this happen.
And you have a couple of pictures here and a quote by an American photojournalist from 1915. He says, "Photographs seem to be the one thing that the War Office is really afraid of." And it's juxtaposed with two images from the First World War, which, if you were to show them ahead of conflict, would have a profound public impact. One is of seven young men who all fought in the war, all very nicely dressed, all good looking, all of them double amputees. Their bodies are truncated at the trunks of their legs. And another is of German soldiers dead in the trenches, the implication being that this could happen to British soldiers as well. Now, were these kinds of pictures ever distributed during that time?
Well, the British have always had a long tradition of censorship in wars. And in a sense, the British photographers were much more controlled in the First World War than the American photographers, German photographers and French photographers. But interestingly enough, when you look at the sort of publications during the First World War, you never ever saw disturbing pictures of British troops in the trenches or so on. I mean, you saw action pictures, but you didn't see people being wounded or killed. It was the enemy that were getting it, not the boys at home, you know? And that's what I think is quite interesting when we relate it up to the picture you mentioned of the Gulf, the burnt Iraqi soldier, because in this case, we weren't even allowed to see what happened to the enemy. It's as though things have moved on now. People don't really want to discuss, you know, what the implication of war is any longer, certainly in terms of photojournalism.
It isn't just wars, though, that you're documenting here in this book, we should say. It's all kinds of propaganda and things much closer to home for Americans. But I'm looking now at a picture of an execution in Florida from 1999. Now, these kinds of pictures are never released to the public. It's an extremely gruesome photograph, and it is not the misfiring electric chair which gained so much attention in Florida, but rather the newer one.
Yeah, this was actually taken off the internet, this photograph. The point here, again, is I think, you know, is the public mature enough to be able to cope with these things or not? If you believe in capital punishment, then looking at these pictures is not going to sort of change your mind. You know, if it is going to change your mind, you know, then perhaps that is an important element too. The kind of evidence that will decide what you think should be available.
From what you know from your many years as a picture editor and having composed this book, we're talking about a looming war between this country and possibly Britain as an ally and Iraq. How do you think photo editors will be approaching coverage of that war, and how much censorship do you think will be involved?
I think photo editors will be approaching it with desperation, because I think the control will be complete. I think it'll be far more controlled than even the Gulf War. And I suspect that, you know, in this next round of hostilities, if it happens, I hope it doesn't, but if it does, the ability of still photographers to get anywhere close to situations which will reveal what is going on in an accurate and authoritative way will be totally restricted.
Well, Colin Jacobson, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Colin Jacobson is a writer and photo editor. His book is Underexpose: Pictures Can Lie and Liars Use Pictures.